It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth, and I'm joined once again by Dr. Milton Wolf, board-certified radiologist and cousin of President Barack Obama. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Greetings from the conservative heartland. Thanks for having me, Andy.
My pleasure. Candidate in the crosshairs, the Mitt Romney electability myth. I am so glad you wrote this piece because you have related my feelings on this whole issue for the past couple of years, and that is we, for some reason, let others pick our candidate. Why?
We have done that for decades in this party. Perhaps the exception to that rule has been Ronald Reagan, when we did not allow the establishment to choose our candidate. And look who we had. We had the best president in our lifetime and perhaps one of the best presidents in the history of our country.
Yeah. So the Democrats are at it again. This time it's Mitt Romney. Explain why Mitt Romney shouldn't be our guy.
You know, there's a case to be made why Mitt Romney would make a fine president. I think he is a very capable man. I think in many ways he's a very honorable man, and he has achieved some very great things. But one thing, the main reason that we're being told that we should get behind him, that we should get in line with the establishment, we're being told that he's the only one who can win, that he is the safe bet, that he's the electable candidate, and therefore we should just take what they have to say, hook, line, and sinker, and just fall in line behind him. And I don't buy that.
Well, and that's exactly what happened with John McCain, right?
Oh, my word, John McCain is the perfect example, but you know, hardly the only one, Bob Dole and so many others that we're just told by the establishment, we've got to get behind this person because we need to move to the middle. We've got to move to the middle instead of moving the middle towards us.
Mm-hmm. Now, McCain obviously beat Romney. And now we're to take Romney, who was beaten up by Obama 4 years ago. Why do we want to go through this again?
You know, let's remind ourselves that John McCain was the darling of the media. He was the maverick, they love to call him.
Yeah.
And the day he locked down the nomination, the New York Times ran a hit piece that he had been having an affair with a lobbyist, which was untrue. They later apologized for it, but they didn't apologize until after Barack Obama was already in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And now the same mainstream media, the same Washington establishment is telling us that Mitt Romney is this safe person. But, you know, let's take a look at Mitt Romney's track record as a politician, in elected office. He in his one term in governor in Massachusetts, of course, the one of, if not the bluest state in the country, he did not crack 50% of the popular vote in his election. By the end of his term, he had an anemic 34% approval rating, a 65% disapproval rating. Survey USA ranked him as the 48th most popular governor out of 50. Not so great.
Mm.
And with that, Mitt Romney, this paragon of electability, the safe bet, Mitt Romney walked away.
Yep. You referenced Mike Huckabee's line regarding Romney. You called it a dagger in the heart. Refresh people's memory.
If you recall, there was a dagger in the heart to Mr. Romney's campaign, and it was Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee stuck around in that election just long enough to lock the nomination for John McCain. And the one thing that Mike Huckabee said really turned the tide is he simply said this: I want to be a president who reminds you of the guy you work with, not the guy who laid you off. Now, Mitt Romney, for all of his qualities, for all of for the great things he's done, he carries this baggage, and it's unfortunate baggage. It's not fair, but he has laid a number of people off in his work with Bain Capital. Now, he says, and I believe him, by the way, that on net, he has created more jobs than destroyed. I have every reason to believe that that's true. I also am a realist when it comes to elections, and I don't think it will matter. I think that the Obama administration, when they have their war chest of $1 billion and a favorable media environment, they will hang every one of those layoffs right around Mitt Romney's neck. They will invite in every person who has ever have any grievance against Bain Capital, and they'll run one breathless story after another, how Mitt Romney destroyed my family.
Yeah.
That is how Barack Obama will counter his own abysmal jobs record.
Yeah. Romney hasn't hit the big polling numbers either. It appears Newt is getting there, at least in some states. I think Newt in Carolina, South Carolina as an example, is up around 38%. Haven't seen those kind of numbers for Romney.
Romney's had a hard time cracking around 23-25% of the Republican numbers, and of course, it's just gone from one non-Romney candidate to another, from Trump to Bachman to Perry to Kane to Gingrich, and Gingrich seems to have staying power in that position. Of course, we'll see.
Yeah.
I suppose the advantage of Gingrich with his baggage is mostly pretty old baggage. We know his baggage.
Mm-hmm.
When they go after Gingrich, they're going to have to look backwards instead of looking forwards or even looking to present, which is to some advantage. Doesn't mean that he will hold that spot, but I suspect he will.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're like me. You're going to vote for the GOP candidate, whether it's Romney, whether it's Gingrich, throw any name out there. But it's one of these situations that I find time and time again that sometimes it's just a tough pill to swallow.
It is, and while I take on the notion that Mitt Romney is just this ultimate in electability of a candidate, I could still make a case for why he could be our nominee. He was to the right of John McCain in 2008. He still is. He's to the right of George W. Bush. He is a very capable person. And like you said, I think every one of the Republican nominees would do a better job than Barack Obama. Fortunately, we're finally having the conversation in America of what is the proper role of government. Do we really believe in our Constitution? Do we embrace the free market? And by and large, our nominees, our candidates in the Republican side do. And so, of course, any one of them would be better than the person in the White House now who really wants to turn America into a second-class European social welfare state.
Yeah. One more thing. Do you think the left and the mainstream media, one of the same actually, is going to attack anyone we throw at them, and perhaps we're going to give them the candidate a little too early, giving them more time to attack?
They are of course going to attack, and so one of the things we ought to look at these candidates right now as we make this decision is who can weather that storm the best. I have to say, when I watch Newt Gingrich take on some of these tough questions, he seems to handle himself very well and forces the adversarial media to take care of going after him, to be careful of how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Mitt Romney in the interview he gave with Brett Baer, and it did not instill me with confidence. He's not on his game. He's not up to a Newt Gingrich level of taking on that. Not to say that he couldn't, but he certainly needs to improve his game, because whoever we put up there, they're going to have to face the mainstream media as though, like Newt Gingrich says, they're the secondary opponent.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that interview. I talked at length about that yesterday and played bits of that. I was very surprised at Romney's demeanor through that. It was almost as if it was condescending toward Baer. And look, these are things that Romney said or Romney did. You know, to get defensive over that, I just thought was wrong.
I think we should insist, if there's a way to do it, insist between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney that they sit down for one of the so-called Lincoln-Douglas-style debates, an extended conversation. Let's put these two men mano a mano, let them go after each other, let them go after each other's ideas. I think, frankly, it would be a very cordial exchange, I would suspect. But it's important, because these debates we've had, these 30-second sound bites, they don't get followed up in the way that Brett Baer's interview with Mitt Romney did. And that's where his weakness was. He wasn't able to answer these questions. And these were not even gotcha questions. Like you said, these are things that he has put out there, things that he's done and said. He should be able to discuss those without feeling defensive about it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Doctor, always great to talk to you. The name of the column today, ladies and gentlemen, the candidate in the crosshairs, the Mitt Romney electability myth. Dr. Milton Wolf, we'll talk again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Andy. Keep fighting the good fight.
Will do.